Well, today on Chatabout, we are checking in with Beltrami County Commissioner Joe Gould as they get ready for their August 1st meeting. Joe, thanks for taking the time today. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Kev.
Well, we have, as always, the work session, which starts at 3 o'clock. A number of things on that a topic today, including a Minnesota DNR update. So what does the DNR update for the commissioners?
Yeah, so this is just kind of a general update from the Northwest Regional Manager. Her name is Teresa. She's coming in to just kind of bring us up to speed on some legislative changes that occurred last session, and then it's kind of a question and answer session. You know, she wants to hear from the commissioners too on, you know, anything from the county perspective. The DNR manages a lot of state forest land, aquatic management areas, state parks, of course, and a lot of public lands, a lot of public forest lands in Beltrami County, and so we get some money in the form of PILT, stands for Payment in Lieu of Taxes, that the DNR kind of manages and sends out to the counties. So your PILT dollars from the state, administered via the DNR, depends on how much public lands, forest land that you have throughout your county. And, you know, we do have a lot of that in Beltrami County. So we'll kind of do a little breakdown on the amounts that we're receiving this year. And I know there was an increase. There was a formula change. It kind of went from $2 an acre to $3 an acre. But I believe that starts actually next fiscal year, so next July. It's still the same formula for this July. And so, yeah, a lot of different things. You know, we'll probably hear a little bit about where chronic wasting disease is at and different ideas and thoughts from commissioners as well.
Is there anything in particular that the county board has been concerned about regarding the DNR, or you have been concerned about regarding the DNR?
Oh, well, you know, I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about the DNR, love them or hate them. But, you know, they are good people. You know, they are scientists, and, you know, I've always been one to, you know, kind of take them at their word on things. And you know, me personally, I'm interested, you know, what the new rules and regulations are around deer hunting. You know, I'm a deer hunter, grew up hunting deer on public lands and still do. So, you know, if she doesn't mention that in her presentation, I'll certainly be asking what the update is on that front.
Okay. And then Kichigami Regional Library budget presentation. So how much of the Kichigami budget does Beltrami County have to provide?
So there's a state required minimum amount. I forget the exact number, but it's right around $130,000, I believe it was last year. They are asking for a slight increase, a very modest increase this year. You know, we're part of the regional library system. The county is, the cities are. Each of our libraries in the county, Black Duck and Bemidji Public Library, are part of this system. And both branches have a request for an increase. You know, costs are going up for technology and personnel and, you know, just inflation. So the director, Melissa is her name, she's coming in to provide an update on the where we're at in the budget process for the regional library system. The county has just started our budget process, and so has the regional library system. And so we're trying to just kind of keep each other updated, keep each other on the same page as far as where we're at in our budget setting process. So, you know, there'll be an update and questions from commissioners. So Melissa was here a couple months ago. She's here again today. And before we finalize the budget again in September, she'll likely be back next month as well.
How many counties are involved in Kichigami system?
Well, let's see. There are several. We're a one Crow Wing County, Cass County. Wadena.
Oh, wow.
Hubbard County. I think that's it.
Okay, so they cut through right the heart of the state there.
Yep, smack dab middle north central Minnesota.
All right, and then you have the Joint Airport Zoning Board update. Anything in particular going on with the airport right now? I know they're putting in a new runway.
Yeah, JASB. Love that acronym. Fun-sounding word. I'm not on that committee. I know Commissioners Carlson and Gosvig are more involved with the airport board than myself, but I know they're working on drafting a new ordinance related to the airport. There's some maps coming out, and it looks like today they're going to be discussing draft resolution of support. I believe they have they're applying for a grant through the federal government, so it's just kind of a formal resolution asking for support for these grant dollars.
Okay. Something that's certainly been in the headlines recently, the displaced residents of Red Pine Estates. Basically, are you just getting an update on this, or is the county working on this? Where does it fall in for the county?
Yeah, so certainly a troubling situation, still going on. Folks are still kind of struggling with temporary and permanent housing. 47 folks had to be removed from their building because the city building inspector basically condemned it, wanted it closed and shut down for structural concerns. A member of the Headwaters Regional Development Commission, Sandy Henham, she's kind of in charge of the Beltrami County Housing and Rehabilitation Agency as well, and she's been working really closely with the folks helping Red Pine residents. She'll be coming in to kind of give an update where things are at, where local funding is at, the United Way and HRDC and there's a GoFundMe. She's going to kind of come in and provide an update on where the financial support is at right now and just kind of, answer any questions that commissioners have regarding the situation. So certainly not an easy time for those folks. And so I, for one, I'm coming in with, open ears and interested in options on how we can help those folks out and really get to the bottom of, why a lot of these buildings are being shut down. This is the, I believe, third building in 2 years.
Wow.
That, had to be shut down because of structural concerns and safety concerns. So, yeah, Sandy's coming in. I believe there's another staff member coming in from the Northwest Minnesota Foundation as well to kind of just give us a little bit more of a broader update on housing throughout the county as well.
Other things to look at in the work session, the Prime West County Support Grant Initiative. What is that?
Well, that's interesting. That's these are basically recouped dollars through our insurance company. Beltrami County is part of Prime West Health Insurance Company. A number of counties belong to this insurance company throughout the state, and every year, every 2 years, or maybe just every once in a while, whenever there's basically a surplus, I kind of think of it as kind of rebate money from co-ops that co-ops send out, surplus dollars to members. This is kind of like that, and each of the counties are receiving these reinvestment dollars, they're calling it. And Beltrami County's amount is a little over $200,000, and there's some options on how we can spend this money. It needs to be related to health and human services spending, so our health and human services director, Ann Linseth, is coming in with some options on how we can spend these dollars. We did talk about this at our last meeting, but there was some concerns and questions from a couple of the commissioners on other possible uses. So Ann is coming in with a recommendation on five different ways we can spend this money, and then also some extra other options that could be up for debate as well on how we could use this money. So one of the ideas is remodeling the second floor of the Health and Human Services building that's been vacated recently, and so we kind of want to spruce that up and make it a little bit better situation for possible future tenants. Nameless Coalition funding, we could give some money to those folks. Support for Red Pine is a possibility.
Oh.
As well as technology upgrades, and then there are a couple of like staff positions within HHS that this money could be used to pay for those positions instead of coming out of the regular county budget.
Okay. There's a few other things to cover in that work session, including updated personnel rules. Is that something that's done annually or just something that is done occasionally?
Well, that is, I think that just comes up as needed.
Okay.
And since it's August 1st and we have some new laws on the books, one related to cannabis legalization and which employees those rules and regulations are related to. So basically with the new cannabis law, drivers, if you have a commercial driver's license or if you work for the county highway department, you're still not able to consume cannabis. It's still a disqualifier for a job if you test positive for cannabis for certain positions such as drivers and folks that work with children. And so our social workers and some other HHS and county workers, work with youth on a regular basis. And so those two groups of employees kind of are what this updated personnel rules pertain to. So basically, we're just adding the word cannabis and making it clear which employees do and do not have to follow the new cannabis rules and regulations. So today is the day. I know Red Lake has opened up a shop already, so folks we'll be going up there to be doing some shopping for flowers and edibles and drinkables and that sort of thing. But we need to still, make sure that employees are being safe on the job. And so that's kind of what this is all about today.
Okay. All right. And then at 5 o'clock, you have the regular meeting. So explain to me and others, why do we have to have a work session and a regular session? Why can't this all be one meeting?
Well, it essentially is one meeting. It's just kind of how local governments operate. School boards, city councils, counties, they all have work meetings, work sessions in addition to their regular meeting. And some of them have them on two different days. Two different weeks, even. Beltrami County, we get it all done in one shot, basically. We have our work session right away, followed by the work session is to discuss items, to hear updates, to gather information. No decisions are made during the work sessions for the county. It's more to just kind of get ready for the regular meeting. Okay. Because a lot of times what we discuss in the regular meeting was brought up, you know, during the work session. And so we already have the information. And in the regular meeting is where you can make motions and approve or disapprove of items. So the regular session is information. Regular meeting is decisions and motions.
Gotcha. And I do see a lot of the same topics will be on the regular agenda certainly. Also, a public hearing on developed county parks and recreation areas. What's that about?
I believe this is to update a current ordinance related to parks and trails because of the newly created Wilton County Park. And so Wilton Hill Recreation Area is a new county park, and there was a concern from the local horseback riding group that, you know, rules and regulations weren't really being followed at the new Wilton Hill County Park. And so what this does is kind of add Wilton Hill Recreation Area or the Wilton County Park into the overall county ordinance related to parks and trails. So we created a new county park, but we didn't really add the language of Wilton Hill into the ordinance. That's what this does. Grant Creek Horse Camp is the group. And so this kind of, you know, accommodates their concerns and just really brings the overall parks and trails ordinance up to date by including the new Wilton County Park.
Okay. Let's see. Also, resolution and ballot language for Lost. So what is that all about?
Yeah, so this is very important. There's a special election coming up this year, basically. The voters of Beltrami County are going to decide whether or not to approve a special sales tax for funding the county jail. This would basically prevent a significant property tax increase, estimated 21-22% property tax increase just to build a new jail. This is the question that voters will be deciding on as early as the end of this month. Ballots go out to all mail-in precincts. You know, a lot of people vote via the mail from home in rural county precincts, and also early voting. You know, that will start next month. And so we have to approve the language that's going to be on the ballot at our meeting today in order to get them all printed on time and sent out. So that's what we'll be discussing today. There's the county administrator and the county auditor and a small group of staff kind of put together draft language for us to look at tonight and hopefully approve.
Okay. So that's a key thing. As you noted, property taxes could take a significant hike if we do not pass a local option sales tax. And a local option sales tax, I think one of the things that a lot of people find appealing is that there's a significant number of people from all over the state who will actually help with the construction of the jail through that that option.
You're right, exactly. So we had the University of Minnesota conduct a study, and they basically said that, you know, if we do a special sales tax, half of the funding will come from, you know, people that live in Beltrami County and shop in Bemidji and throughout the county. And the other half will come from,
you know, non-county residents that are coming into town to shop or coming up north to stay for a long weekend. You know, so it really is a much better way, in my opinion, to fund a new jail, because it'll not sting as much. You know, a lot of people on fixed incomes, you know, a sizable property tax increase or a small sales tax increase, you know, it's essentially boils down to 25 cents for every $40 you spend at Ace Hardware or Menards. You know, clothing isn't taxed, food isn't taxed, automobile sales aren't taxed at the same rate as a regular sales tax, you know, so it's should be a much easier pill to swallow, if you will, doing the special sales tax.
Sure. Okay. Well, getting it funded is one aspect of it. Figuring out where it goes is the other aspect of it. And where are we at in that regard?
Yeah, so we're having a closed session about this. We're getting an update from the county administrator and our realtor on where we stand with a couple of properties we're looking at. We are looking at four new properties now since moving on from the Jefferson Avenue location. And two of them are in the industrial park, and two more are also on the southern end of the city, kind of the edge of the city limits on the south end.
Okay. So you'll be discussing that, and you're putting together a steering committee as well?
Well, the steering committee is already there. They've been working for you know, a few years now, and there's three other subcommittees related to the jail.
Okay.
This agenda item is related to the mayor is on the steering committee, and he's hoping that he can have an alternate come in his stead as needed. So this is something that needs board approval, so we'll be discussing that tonight too.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention before we wrap it up, Joe?
Not a whole lot. Just you know, it's August 1st, and so it's National Night Out. I know the weather isn't the greatest right now, but hopefully that'll change. You know, I want to put a plug in for Boys and Girls Club. Always hosts a National Night Out at their building and in the big green space kind of between there and the school. So come on out and, you know, celebrate National Night Out and meet our local law enforcement, police officers, county deputies, and there'll be bouncy houses and games for the kids and you know, dinner for everybody else.
Absolutely. we will be there for sure. Joe Gould is a Beltrami County Board Commissioner. They've got their August 1st work session at 3 o'clock today, regular meeting at 5. Joe, thanks for getting us updated with what's going on at the county. We appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.